Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Begin to say, lifting your voice. a new direction, for I'll restore years, and I'll restore health, and I'll restore joy, for this is a day of great restoration, and I'll restore the gifts of the Spirit, and they shall increase, and they shall multiply, for times of refreshing shall come from my presence, saith the Lord, and it shall fall like rain. So now I hear the sound of an abundance of rain, that it shall rain, it shall rain, and I will pour out my Spirit, saith the Lord. So receive it and declare it and say it's not so far away, but it's here right now, today.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you. Thank you, Yahashua. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you. Hallelujah. Praise you, God. Hallelujah. What an awesome, awesome, awesome God we serve. Thank you, your Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, mighty Jesus. Mighty Yeshua. Mighty Yahashua, mighty Lord we serve. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Lord, shalom, shalom, my brother, my sister. Welcome to the Lord's Hour. This is your host, hallelujah, brother in Christ, brother Elvi Zapata. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise your God. Hallelujah. That's what people are going to hear soon in the Great Tribulation, the howling of the werewolf. Hallelujah. As everything, hallelujah, become a reality, what everything we've been talking about and saying will be revealed to them. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And I thank God because we're able to come on, hallelujah, and share about these things before they come, before they unfold, because they are going to unfold before everyone's eyes who stay behind. They will see with their own eyes what we've been talking about for years that they did not see, but only hear. My brother and sister, like Job, as he went through his great tribulation trial, Job, my brother and sister, can tell you about the things he saw. But see, he heard about God for so many years, like many, including the church, had just heard about him. And then he says, hallelujah, that his eyes saw him. God got him to the level to see, because he will see. Everything now is just by faith, but hallelujah, the faith will materialize, and everyone will see with their eyes, my brother and sister. Amen. This past few days, hallelujah, going back to the 3 days of darkness, hallelujah, I share that I seen a lot of the demons turning into beasts, and mostly what they were turning was into leper. And I have read about the lepers in the Bible. And, you know, talking about all this, we're going to be talking about different topics. Shalom, Sister Luna. Shalom, Sister Chan, Sunshine, Sister Controller, Brother Strata. Joseph, shalom each and one of you. Amen. If I leave anyone behind, I'm sorry, but shalom to you also. Amen. Blessing to everyone. So there were a lot of things we talk about kind of quickly just to get the information out before it comes. It's soon to become, so we just want to put out the information quickly, have everyone be alert, be ready, be in prayer, shalom Esther, hallelujah, getting ready with the Lord. Personal relationship with him is more important than anything else, amen? So we just wanted to put out the word up there and get people ready, prepare, alert, amen, of what is coming, to take heed to his message, my brother and sister. So, hallelujah, as I put in the Bible, leper, my brother and sister, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. In Jeremiah 5:6, remember Jeremiah the prophet speaking to his people, speaking to King Ezekiah of these things that will come, my brother and sister. But he says in Jeremiah 5:6, and this is why a lion from the forest will attack them. A wolf from the wilderness will destroy them. A leper will lie in ambush outside their city. This is exactly what I saw. I saw leper, my brothers and sisters, lying in ambush outside the city. Hallelujah. Putting an ambush on people and the city as they were coming on the car, or when they will crash on the car and they will come out holding their head as they hit the windshield, my brother and sister, these demons were turning into leper and jumping on them to take a bite of them, my brother and sister. And you see that everything that God is showing us is in his word, because I'm seeing this and I'm meditating on the word. I know I read this in the word. I have to look this up. I have to share this with you. All who leave the city will be turned into pieces. All who leave the city will be turned into pieces. You hear that? Because they rebel so often and they become more and more unfaithful. It's because of sin. It's because of sin. That in the 3 days of darkness, these animals, these demons are turning into lepers. But they're also turning into wolf. As we say, werewolf. Wolf. Werewolf is a part of human looking like a wolf. Okay, or a person turning like a wolf. Okay, a wolf in the wilderness destroyed them. What's the purpose of these people, of these demons turning into werewolves? To destroy them. Who? The people, the disobedient, the nation that forget God. My brothers and sisters, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise your Lord. And Hosea 13:7, so I will be like a lion. I also saw lion. Okay, this is the other part that I saw that made me wonder. Hosea 13:7, I will also be like a lion, like a leopard, and wait for the roar to ambush them. Wait by the roar to ambush them. Wait by the roar to ambush them. They put it in the chat room. Okay, I'm not making up these verses. They're in the Bible. You can look them up. My brother and sister, God said he will ambush them as a lion, as a leopard, waiting on the road to ambush. This is what I was seeing, my brother and sister. You know, when you have read the Bible and you have read it and you have that knowledge for reading the Bible so many times, but then you wonder, how are these things going to come about? And when the Lord show you them to you and you see them and you say, wow, as I had this revelation this week, this past week, and saw them turning into leper, turning into, first I saw them turning them into lion, into wolf, werewolf time, and lion, my brother and sister. And they were jumping on people, on some on top of their car. Some of the people kept driving like, okay, you're on top of my car, you think I'm going to open my door or anything? I'm just going to keep driving until you fall off. Okay, some people looked like they were acting smart because they were not opening the door. But here's the other problem. It's so pitch black. It is so pitch black that people were hearing posts. They were hearing signs. They were hearing other carts. My brother and sister, they were, the driving was very bad. One is because when the animal jump on you in front of your hood of your car, and this demon is looking at you, straight at you, letting you know, I'm here to get you. I'm here to take a piece of you. What are you going to do about it? Now, literally, these people think, well, I'm going to defend myself. Okay? I'm not going to let you take a bite of me. Or I'm going to fight you. And I don't think none of it is wise. Think for a moment. Think for a second. Why is it not wise for them to think I'm going to fight you? My brother and sister, why is it not wise? Because you're not getting God involved. When you get physical, emotional, and you want to fight them off, you're not getting God involved. You're not acting by faith. Hello, Sister Renee. Okay? Think about it, my brother and sister. What will be the reaction that God will expect you and I to have? What is the first thing God expects us to do? Think about it. Come on, it's a Bible study tonight. Let's all share. Let's all get into the Bible together, my brother and sister. What will be the reaction that God will expect everyone to have in the 3 days of darkness? If you are in the middle of the road somewhere, You're coming home from work. You're coming home from the supermarket. You're traveling from one state or to another. You're coming from whatever place you're coming. And you are in the middle, in the first day of the 3 days of darkness in the on the road, on the highway. Pray. You can take a stand in the name of the Lord to rebuke them, but begin to repent. Repenting to me, it's like we should have been repenting. We should have been seeking the Lord. The problem with human, we like to live the most important to the last. And that is very wrong. My brother and sister, I remember years ago, people used to put on the car a flashlight, first aid kit. There were many things, towers, even food for the road. Although this restaurant and different stuff, different places where you can stop and buy some food, people still prepare in the olden days because they didn't know what they would encounter on the road. Now, if you get stuck on the 3 days of darkness on the road, on the first day, and all of a sudden you realize, you say, oh, this is what Brother Elby was talking about. It is pitch black. You cannot see. Don't get on the car and drive like crazy. Okay, pretty much you're stuck is what I'm saying to you. Okay? The best thing you may be able to do is walk. But praying is a first. It's a must. Ask the Lord for his protection, his angelic protection. Begin to repent your sins, your trespasses, my brother and sister. Because in the few days, if you're in the first day, in those for 3 days, what you are going to see is pure evil, pure wickedness, pure things that you could imagine, you could not imagine you would see them. And you find yourself now facing them, seeing them attack people. Get with the Lord, because the Lord is a shield and a buckler of them that trust him, the word of God says. God wants to protect you. The problem with people is, are they depending on his protection? Are they calling on his protection? Are they coming to him to be protected? My brother and sister, God wants to be your protector. He wants to be there for you. He said these things will come through his prophet. My brother and sister, is he not a man that he will lie, nor the son of man, he will repent. He said they will happen. He said they will come. It is for us to be getting ready, preparing ourselves. Get yourself some flashlight, very strong flashlight, okay? And get your house in order. Get your life straight with God. Don't leave it for the last minute so you won't be caught by surprise. My brother and sister, it's very important, hallelujah, that we think about this. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Habakkuk 1:8, the horses will be faster than leopard, quicker than wolf in the evening. The rider will gallop along proudly. Their rider will come from far away. They will fly like an eagle that swoops down for its prey. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Yeshua. Now, I wanted to go tonight to Daniel chapter 7. Because Daniel see these foreign from these animals, my brother and sister. And Daniel, as he sees them, hallelujah, he's describing them, my brother and sister. From this Bible, the Word of God Bible, it tells you that they are animals. But when you look it up in the King James, it tells you they're beasts. They're beasts. Hallelujah. Daniel says in the King James first century that in the first year, Daniel 7, of King Babylon, Daniel had a dream and a vision, and he sat upon his bed. Then he wrote the dream and told the sum to his of his matter. And Daniel spoke and said, I saw in my vision my night, and behold, there were four winds of heaven strove upon the great sea. Four great beasts came out from the sea, the first one from another. Rapper and sister, notice that in this translation of the King James, he describes them as a beast, which is it's a very good description of what they are, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And so, in the complete Jewish Bible, says four huge animals. Notice how they choose to translate this revelation of Daniel from the Hebrew. Four huge animals came out of the sea, each different from the other, my brother and sister. When I saw them turning into animals, I first could see them that they were demons, okay? Ugly, horrible demons. And they took the shape of animals, different lions, tiger, leopard, and wolf. Those are the four beasts I can describe to you. I saw them turning. Now, if you are John or if you are Daniel and you see this transformation of these animals, as it says in the King James, they're horrible. Hallelujah. As he said, beast, as he's either describing the animal that is looking so horrible or the demon turning into the animal. Either one. It gives you a very good understanding of what's happening here. My brother and sister, I'm going to stick with the complete Jewish Bible. A four huge animal came out of the sea, each different from the other. The first was like a lion, but it had eagle's wings. And as I watched, wings were plucked off, and it was lifted off the earth and made to stand on 2 feet like a man. My brother and sister, why do they take this form? Why is the demon fallen one? Nephtali and take this form of fallen demons. I could see that they could be making a mockery of men. Mockery men. Because they turn into the 2 feet. Animal usually has four. Lion, tiger, wolf, they have 4 feet. These are turning into two. Or standing on two. My brother and sister, it's like a mockery. Because in Revelation 13, the beast, the Antichrist, he mocks the church, God's saints, and he mocks God of heaven. So to me, it's like a mockery that they're doing, my brother and sister, as they take this form. And a human heart was given to a hallelujah. Who's using them to punish humanity now? Who's using them to punish humanity, my brother and sister? God. God is the one who's using them to punish humanity. Hallelujah. Just for the sin and trespasses. Because God is the one who said through the prophet, he will use them. Hallelujah. And that they will be devoured through these beasts. My brother and sister. Verse 5. Then there was another animal, a second one like a bear. And it raised itself up on the side. And it had three ribs in its mouth between the teeth. And it was told to get up and go and gorge itself with flesh. I saw this of these beasts where it was tearing someone apart. It was attacking someone who just came out of the car. This woman decided to take off from the car. It was so pitch black that it hit like a house, like a shed, like a storage. And as she hit this shed, I saw how she opened the door of her car with difficulty and was holding her head in pain. Looks like she didn't have her seatbelt on. And the beast that just had turned it, this demon that had turned into a beast, went running straight to her. She couldn't see the beast coming. And then jumped to grab her neck. It jumped, put the feet on top of her and was biting her neck. And she was trying to push it up, but the beast was overpowering her very easily, my brother and sister, and the 3 days of darkness. These days of darkness, I believe, as the church go through it, the church gets transformed, the revival goes on for a short season, I believe 3 months, and then the church is out of the earth now, definitely. I believe as people go into the Great Tribulation with the knowledge of the 3 days of darkness, it's really going to have them think. I don't know how many millions of hundreds of thousands are going to die in the 3 days of darkness, but it's truly, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, will there be a million? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hundreds of thousands. Praise you, Lord. I believe what I heard the Lord say. Amen. That will die. And I don't know if that first leader or first faith. Hallelujah. So it's going to be very severe. It's going to be a really difficult time for humanity. Humanity having this knowledge, this understanding of seeing these beasts, seeing them attacking, devouring people. I believe whoever stays alive by the mercy of God that endures forever truly need to get into repentance during those 7-year great tribulation, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. Because I believe right now we're coming into a close, but the door is about to be closed. Once the door is closed, whoever is in, is in, my brother and sister. That means that whoever is repenting is to be getting ready for the great tribulation. My brother and sister, it's after God, of course, his mercy endures forever. It's after him, the door is about to be closed, but the situation has gotten really, my brother and sister, hallelujah, it's really difficult for people. Hallelujah, though with God all things are possible. Never, we can never disregard God's power. Jesus is able to do anything, my brother and sister, and he's able to squish anyone through the door if they truly repent, if they truly change their way. Hallelujah. That's why when we go to Proverbs, my brother and sister, Proverbs 28:13 is one of the verses, hallelujah, that the Lord confirmed to me in heaven not long ago. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Proverbs 28:13. He who conceals his sin will not succeed. And thus the sea is not. Because a lot of people sell us prosperity and have made that only about prosperity. No. When you are growing in your spiritual life with the Lord, you are succeeding in him. Praise the Lord. As a blessing of the Lord, you are succeeding. Hallelujah. With God. He who conceals his sin will not succeed. But he who confesses and abandons them will gain mercy. It will gain mercy. My brother and sister, in other words, God can get you through the door. Jesus can get you through the door if you truly repent. That's why repent is so important, my brother and sister. Again, in the King James, he that covereth his sin shall not prosper, but he who confessed and forsaken them shall have mercy. This is the word that Jesus spoken to me. Forsaking our sin, walking away from them. And the only way we can walk away from our sin is with Jesus. The only way you're going to start smoking weed, smoking cigarette, whatever kind of drug you're smoking, okay? And let me tell you, when I was in high school, I did smoke weed. I was so curious in cigarette. No one in my family ever smoked cigarette. But I had a friend in high school who wanted me to smoke cigarette and then try weed, and I did. It was the worst idea of my life. When my mom saw me smoking Newport Light, my brother and sister, it was like the worst day in her life because no one in my family ever smoked, not her, not my father, not anybody. And for her to see me smoking, she was like, where did you learn this bad habit, my son? Now I'm going to smoke. Your father never smoked. Where did you learn this bad habit? Okay? You need to stop that. Get that away from your life. And I kept doing it. My brother and sister, and believe me, I wish I never did it. Hallelujah. But I thank the Lord when I came to the Lord, my brother and sister, hallelujah. Let me tell you, I truly, when I came to the Lord, when I committed my life to Jesus, I went into fasting and prayer because I asked people, I told them of the problem that I had, a smoking Newport Light. And I only had it for 2 years, I would say, or three, okay? And let me tell you, I was having a problem letting it go. But when I gave my life to Jesus, my brother and sister, I knew I had to let it go. I wanted to let it go. And I asked someone, how do I do this? Get into fasting and prayer, Brother Elvie. That's what you need to do. And I said, okay, I'll do that. And I began to fast and pray. And let me tell you, the Lord came to me one time into a fasting and prayer, into this service that we were doing at this home, I remember. And his presence came on me so strong, so powerful that he set me free. He came to set the captive free. Because I will not stop every week fasting and praying until he will set me free. With no food and no water, fasting. Okay? My brother and sister, dry fasting. Because I wanted to be set free. I wanted it with all my heart. I didn't want to do anything that I would say would be a shame to the Lord. I wanted to please the Lord. I wanted him to set me free. And he failed me not. Let me tell you. He failed me not. I cried to him. I pray, please, take this strong desire from me. Just have it. Take it away. Break. Set me free. And the Lord set me free from that desire, smoking cigarette, I remember, through dry fasting and prayer and fasting, 4 and 5 days a week. Me crying out to the Lord, praying to set me free, and he did. And I thank him for that. And that's why I know what the Lord has done in my life. That's why I advise people to do it. But I see people that are, I'll do a day, or my brother and sister, I did 4 and 5 days, even working. Dry fasting, truly asking the Lord to set me free. Everything that I knew I was struggling with, I would take it in prayer and fasting, because the Lord was teaching me through his word. As I just read the Bible, I pray and fasted. He began to show me these things, that he came to set the captive free. Amen. He came to set the captive free. And I knew I was captive. Okay? I knew I was captive. And I needed to be set free, especially from weed. I told the story that one day I was smoking this Jamaican weed, that it was so strong, straight from Jamaica all the way to New York. We went to New York from New Jersey to get it. And I smoked so much that when I laid down, I saw my jaw move out of the place. And I started having problems speaking right after that. I felt my jaw, because I slept on that side of the mouth. And I felt to move out of place with that Jamaican weed. The devil was trying to get me one way or another. And when I came to the Lord, I remember, I had so much problem speaking, my brother and sister. Okay? I remember people could not understand the word that was coming out of my mouth. And for people to understand what I'm saying now, it's a miracle. I began to question what I was saying, because I didn't understand what was coming out of my mouth, my brother and sister. This is twice that the enemy tried to, first when I had that accident when I was little, a piece of metal went through my shin and cut my tongue, my brother and sister, when I was 6, playing with my friends in a rainy day on this house in front of our house, that you could slide down, but at the end there was a metal door. And one of the metal in the metal door was banded. One of the spikes, and it was so sharp that as I threw myself down, I said, child, you don't think about these things. You think about having fun. Oh, this is so fun with my friend. And we will slide down. And I went straight to that metal door. That metal piece was waiting, went straight to my shin. And cut my tongue. I came home without being able to move my tongue. I was bleeding so much. I had so much blood in me. I came to my mom running, and my mom saw me. She put a scream right away, and she's like, "We need to go." And it was kind of on a weekend where my mom was getting dressed, my father was getting ready to go, go maybe to the movie, the park, My brother and sister, and I was bleeding. And she ran to the hospital. And I remember on the surgery, as they had me doing surgery on my mouth, I could hear the doctor, my brother and sister. Okay? While my body was sleeping, it was like my spirit was awake. Hallelujah. And let me tell you, as they were talking, I can hear them. I said, I heard the doctor says to my mom and my father that when this boy will be, when he will be 18, I heard the doctor say, he will not be able to speak normal. So be ready for that, because his tongue was cut. And they cleaned it as much as they could. And They put everything back in place. Gave me all the stitches I needed, and inside and outside, several of them, my brother and sister. I still have all the mark there, my brother and sister. And let me tell you, I began to have problems speaking. And the doctor said it would be normal. I began to ask the Lord that I want to be able to speak and preach his gospel. I said, Lord, because the Lord says to me that I was chosen to preach his word. And I said back to the Lord later on, I said, Lord, hallelujah. How is it that you're calling me to preach the word? And I had difficult speaking, Lord. My tongue was getting tired because once your main nerve and your tongues are caught and you go through surgery, they don't recover again the same. And I said, Lord, how you calling me to preach the gospel? Please pray for Sister Consuelo. She's asking prayer to start smoking weed. My brother and sister, I said, Lord, how do you want me to preach the gospel? If I'm not even able to speak, I can hardly lift my tongue, Lord. The words that are coming out of my mouth, I cannot even understand myself, Lord. People are saying they cannot understand what I'm saying. Lord, praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Yeshua. Hallelujah. And as I pray and pray, little by little, the Lord began to work in my mouth and me. He began to set me free, as he said, he came to set the captive free. And then he began a slow healing in my mouth, where every day, word were coming out more clear, where I could understand myself and other people also could. But that didn't stop me from going out and preaching his word. Because when you walk by faith and not by sight, as the word of God says, you don't let these physical limitations to hold you back from doing God's will. My brother and sister, I knew that God had said to me that he was calling me to preach his word. And I knew that I needed to be obedient, that obedience to God is better than sacrifice. And when I hear people complaining about this and that that is happening to them, when they break a nail and they burn their hair and they're crying and say, my life is over because I broke my nail or I burned my hair or my shoes are broken now. I'm going to have to buy another pair. I cannot go to church anymore. I just broke my favorite shoes, they say. My brother and sister, the limitations they're putting on themselves are so really cheap. That's what I call it. They're so really cheap. My brother and sister, our God is much greater than that. Hallelujah. And so if I tell you the things that we have gone through and how God has brought us through, my brother and sister, physical limitation, is there anything impossible to the Lord? Is anything too hard for the Lord, Jesus said? Is there anything too hard for God? It's the question. No. So why is it that we think like big babies? We put on ourselves these limitations that are not there. Because he can remove anything out of our ways in order for us to walk and do his will. My brother and sister, and I remember the day that I was invited to preach, thinking these people are crazy. They invited me to preach when I got this limitation. But okay, I fasted and prayed and I trusted the Lord and read his word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And as I came on the church to preach that day, hallelujah, the word began to come out of my mouth clear. I even said to people here on the Lord Tower, I don't know what I was preaching that day, but everyone told me they understood the message. I remember saying to people, I don't know how people understand me. I don't know how can they understand the word coming out of my mouth. And it's the Lord that makes them clear. My brother and sister, praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Someone called me on my phone. Several people have called me on my personal phone. And they said, Brother, you sound different than coming on the Lord's Hour. And I'm like, what do you mean? It's like you're not even the same. because the Lord takes my word and makes them clear for people on the Lord's hour. In person, when you talk to me, so you're like a different person. And it's like, what's going on? It's a miracle of the Lord. It is Him that made these things possible. It is Him that made people understand what I'm saying, my brother and sister. Because there were days that I was speaking word that I didn't understand. And then people say, oh, that message was so clear. It was so awesome. God bless me. And like, okay. Praise to Jesus. Praise to Yeshua. Exactly. He makes it possible. He makes people understand. He opens your ears to understand what I'm saying. Because He is the one that conveys the message. My brother and sister, He told Moses He created a mouth for people to speak. Moses found himself with the same limitation, physical limitation. And he said how he told God how God wanted him to speak to Pharaoh and all these people. And how would they understand what he would say? Send my brother Aaron so he would speak for me. Huh? God did not like to hear that. Every time you get someone involved in something that God is sending you to do, that can create a problem. You know that? That can create a problem. Because God is sending you. And you say, no, can you send my sister with me, Lord? Lord, I can't. People don't understand the word that comes out of my mouth. And I found myself in the same situation. The Lord said, preach my word. Hallelujah. Preach my word. And then later on, Moses never talked about his problem, his limitation of speech. He never spoke about it ever again to God or to anyone. Everyone understood everything Moses was saying. Even though he was saying it different, God made sure they heard what God wanted them to hear. This is the thing with God. I may say it differently. I may speak differently. But when God wants you to hear something, He will turn it in a way that you will hear Him. You will understand what He's saying. Because it's God speaking to you. I remember saying to Sister Amy, who used to be with us a lot of the time. And I said, Sister Amy, do you understand what I said? Because I didn't understand what I said. All right. Brother Elwood, that message was so clear. And I said, I don't know how that was possible, but to God everything is possible because I didn't understand what I was saying. Sometimes I have to go back and listen to my own message. My brother insisted. And a lot of people don't understand why. Praise you, Jesus. But I know why. Because I didn't know what I said. And I hear the word again and like, wow, that was clear. That was really, hallelujah. The message came out. He put it out there. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. My brother and sister, praise you, Yeshua. So just like Moses, I had the same limitation, my brother and sister. But that did not stop me. Hallelujah. Verse 6, after this, I looked, and there was another one, like a leper, with four bird wings, on the other side. And the animals will have four heads. And it was given power to rule. After this, I looked, hallelujah, in the ninth vision. And there before me was four animals, dreadful, horrible, extremely strong, and with great iron teeth. And the bow and crushed the stamp on their feet on what was left. And it was different from all the animals that had gone before it. And it had 10 horns. My brother and sister. These beasts, according to the King James, that this Bible says are animals, are going to do what they sent to do. Notice that the first animal that attacked the people did not finish them off. Some people were still alive on the ground. It probably one of their arm, one of their leg, and the person was still alive. And the person could have ended up the 3 days of darkness alive. But there was one, Daniel said that there was this other beast, horrible, dreadful, extremely strong, with great iron teeth, and devoured. hallelujah, crush and stamp his feet on what was left. How are people going to escape when there will be beasts who are going to finish the job that they were sent to do in the 3 days of darkness? My brother and sister, think about it. Other beasts are sent to finish the job. So it's the first beast that are sent, the first demon that are turning in lion and tiger and leopard and bear and wolf. If they don't finish the work, it's not a problem. Because there's a more dreadful, scary beast that will be sent last to finish what is left. Hallelujah. There is no rest for the wicked, the Bible said. My brother and sister, what God has spoken is going to come to pass. My brother and sister, what is coming, is coming. Hallelujah. And whether people are ready or not, it's going to come. And God wants people to be ready, my brother and sister, because a lot of people are not repenting. They are not repenting. God is calling them to repent, and they're putting it off. There's a lot of people God is calling them to be fasting and are not, my brother and sister. And some of the people that are listening knows exactly what I'm talking about. Some people can testify and say, you're right, Brother Elvie. That is a true word of God. Thank you, Jesus. The fact that God has us still here, my brother and sister, still preaching his word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, God. That means there are people that are still not repenting, that are still not taking the word serious. My brother and sister, hallelujah. It's very important that we take his word serious. Hallelujah. That we listen. That we get ready. Hallelujah. Jeremiah. Why was Jeremiah speaking to his people in Jeremiah 5:6? My brother and sister. Because these are not things that they were seeing with their own eyes on a regular basis. This is not thing you see in the United States and around the world on a regular basis. But this is what God says through Jeremiah 5:6. Therefore, a lion out of a forest shall slay them, and a wolf in the evening shall despoil them. A leper shall watch over their cities. Everyone that goes out hence shall be turned in pieces. Are you listening to the word of the prophecy of God through Jeremiah? Hallelujah. Everyone that goes out hands should be torn in pieces. The transgression are many. It's because of the sins. And the backsliding are increased. It's because of the sins. Backsliding is someone that's been a Christian, but turn back to sin, sinning on a daily basis like drinking water. My brother and sister. And God says that this backsliding of his children, of his people, he's not going to tolerate anymore. This is not going to continue anymore. So when Jeremiah stepped on the scene of all these people, in front of all these people, and told them in Jeremiah 5:6 that the lion out of the forest should slay them, you imagine them laughing at Jeremiah and the wolf and all these things? You start thinking about hallelujah, the different places where we have animals. My brother and sister, and we know that animals are just lost up there. They're not running out on the street. So he must be talking about something else, my brother and sister. He must be talking about something else, because animals are in the zoo. Lions are in the zoo. Leopards are in the zoo. Hallelujah. Where are they going to come out of the zoo when they're fenced in to attack the people? That's not what Jeremiah was talking about. This is the day of vengeance of the Lord. The 3 days of darkness are the days of vengeance of the Lord. Things are going to be different during the 3 days of darkness. This is why God has shown it to so many of his servants, the prophet, to warn the people, to let them know these things that are coming, are about to happen now. They're closer every day. my brother and sister, closer every day. Hallelujah. After this, I looked, says Daniel, and there was another one like a leopard with four wings on the side. The animal also had four heads, and it was given power to rule. After this, I looked in the night vision, and there before me were four animals, dreadful, horrible, extremely strong, with great iron into the power and crushed and stamped its feet on what was left. And it was different from all the animals that had gone before it. And it had 10 horns, my brother and sister. Now, if I describe these 10 horns to you, if I compare this to Revelation 13, I will say this is the Antichrist. I know that these demons that were released during the 3 days of darkness are the demons of the devil that are in the pit of hell. But I didn't know that they had this ability to be able to turn into these beasts once they come on the earth through the 3 days of darkness, my brother and sister. But this is exactly what happened. And you hear that the one that has the 10 horns, which is the Antichrist, it's also with them. They are all together, the Babylonian system, the Antichrist. This is an abomination before God. Hallelujah. These nations under Obama, who are all together with the Babylonian system, my brother and sister, are all going to be together in the 3 days of darkness doing this evil work, evil killing. That's why they're pushing the World War III agenda now. Them pushing the World War III agenda, then sending the signal through the servers of those who have been vaccinated that have the nanotechnology on their body to receive rage, to get enraged against Russia, President Putin. They're the one manipulating the servers, the computers, people's brains through the 5G to get them enraged, to get them angry at President Putin. When he took Crimea, no one talks about it. My brother and sister, about him or anything. Russia has been doing this for so many years. Years ago, before they got vaccinated, this was not important. If this would have happened, if Russia would have taken Ukraine in 2018, this would have not been a problem. It would have come on the news once in a while. And people would not call him a killer, enemy of the world, my brother and sister, and so much more. It would have not been an issue on television. It would have hardly been on CNN or Fox News before everyone was vaccinated. But now that they can manipulate their DNA, their mind, their agenda, they can push a button from the computer and enrage the population, which some states are 95, 97% vaccinated. It's easy now. It's easy to enrage the population. My brother and sister now, they got control of them. They can manipulate them now. It makes them think that what President Putin is intolerable. We gotta create World War III. Every time President Putin talks about his nuclear weapon, everyone runs to the bunkers. Everybody else in the city are left in the open because that's what they want. That's what they want. Everyone to be destroyed. World War III means the destruction of all the state, all the nations, all the country. People suffering. That's what the demons want. All the Russian armies are demon, vaccinated. The same with Ukraine. It's all demon. And the same with all the nations that are given the evil opinion. All demons. What you're watching on television, what's the serpent on the news, on the eyes of the one giving you the news? What's the serpent rings on their eyes? Why is there a serpent rings on their eyes? Take a closer look. On their eyes are the vaccinated. The serpent is there on their eyes. The Antichrist is there on their eyes. Obama is there on their eyes. The beast is there on their eyes. The devil, the serpent is there on their eyes. A nation that has the serpent on their eyes, what hope can a nation have from them? It's there. You have to be blind not to see it. You can take the eyes of the reporter now and 3 years ago. 3 years ago, they didn't have the serpent eyes. You look at them now, they got the serpent eyes. The ring is there, my brother and sister. It's funny when they want to tell you the truth now. Let me tell you the truth, and the serpent eyes identify in their eyes, identify in their eyes. My brother and sister, the more they talk about the news, the more the serpent eye comes out more clear and more round. The serpent is speaking. The serpent is giving people the news. My brother and sister, this is hallelujah. The eyes are the window of the soul, the Bible said. Why the eyes? The eyes are the window of the soul. In other words, the soul that was in the body that been replaced for a demon, what you see in through the eyes, because it's the window of the soul, the replacement of the soul is what you see in through the eyes. That's how you can see the demon in the body, through their eyes. My brother and sister, I remember the beginning when they started getting vaccinated. I was looking at this online, and some of their eyes was really coming too strong, and it was like they were complaining. People will see now who we are. And they did something to try to hide it even better. They came out with the booster. We got to get the booster right away. And they got a booster available right away to try to hide those eyes very well, because without the booster, the eyes, the serpent eye comes out so clear. My brother and sister, they're always finding a way to hide themselves, to keep themselves hidden. My brother and sister, but there's nothing hidden that will not come out to light. Nothing. You got to see them in the spirit. Ask the Lord to show you the fascinated in the spirit. Ask the Lord. Just ask the Lord. Lord, give me a vision. Give me a dream, Lord. Show me them, Lord, in the spirit. When you see them, I'm going to advise you about this. Before you ask, I'm going to give you a really good advice. You may not be able to eat for a few days. Your stomach may hurt. Dizziness is one of the causes of a gray revelation. Can bring a lot of dizziness. It will affect your health. It did to me in the beginning back in 2012, 2010, when the Lord started giving me these strong revelations. It really made me sick. Okay? Hallelujah. And I was dizzy for several days. I had a hard time eating after that. Passing food to my stomach, it was very difficult. Dizziness was very strong after seeing these things, okay? And it's just a shocking thing that you never thought it would be this way, okay? And once it reveals it to you, and especially on your loved ones, so your neighbors and, you know, family, it's very shocking, very shocking. Because if they've been removed out of the body, where are they? What are they going through in hell? Okay? Especially now that they're coming on television. Okay? My Lord, when the Lord allow me to come and talk about this then more, I will. Not now. Now is not the time. Praise you, Jesus. I need to hear from the Lord. Verse 8. While I was considering the horns, another horn sprang up among them, a little one, before which three, the first horn were plucked off by the root. This horn were eyes like human. This horn were eyes like human. Were eyes like human. And a mouth speaking arrogantly. Pridefully is another word. So it was speaking pridefully. Prideful. Okay? Which is the original sin. Pride is the original. Pride is the original sin. That's what had Father said, Michael, get him out of here. Got Satan kicked out of heaven. My brother and sister, pride is so wicked and so evil. And so Daniel said, as I watched, throne was set in place. An ancient one took a seat, and clothing was white as snow. His hair was pure wool. His throne was fiery flame. Well, we are burning fire, stream of fire flow from his presence, thousands upon thousands ministered to him, millions and millions stood before him, and the court was converted, and the book was open. What's happening here? These beasts are going to take place in the Great Tribulation. We are so close to the Great Tribulation that notice how the throne of the Lord, who is established as Daniel 12 forever and ever, began the Lord to take his seat. An ancient one take his seat. The Lord began to take his seat. my brother and sister. Because he is the judge, according to the book of Acts, of the living and the dead. He is the judge of the living and the dead, my brother and sister. And because these people were living and now are dead, does it make sense now? These people were living and now are dead. He is the judge of them. Hallelujah. He is the judge of the bastinated, in another word. Jesus is the judge of the bastinated, the living and the dead. Or we say today in a modern word, in a modern English language, okay, the living dead. Living dead. The living and the dead. The living dead. Oh, other people call it, in another word, zombie. Zombie. Okay? The living dead, zombie. He is the judge of the living dead. Even if they change into werewolf beasts and whatever, they're still living dead. They're still zombie. Okay? They're still zombie. They're still dead. We've been talking about how are people going to be zombie, living dead, the living and the dead. My brother and sister, okay, what they have taken, the DNA manipulation or change, is so evil and so wicked that the outcome no one knows, but only the Lord. And the Lord have warned us that these things was coming to prepare us not to take the vaccine. How is it that some people, God spoke to them directly not to take it? My brothers, other people, he guided them through someone to tell them, don't take it. You see the difference? Some people directly heard the Lord, don't take it by seeing my daughter. Don't take it by seeing my son. Okay? Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Yeshua. Daniel said, I kept watching then because of the arrogance of the word which the horn was speaking. And I watched the animal. Okay? I watched as the animal was killed. And his body was destroyed and is given over to be burned up completely. Praise the Lord. Notice as the Lord take his throne and begin to judge as the judge of the living and the living dead, the zombie, the werewolves and beasts. Hallelujah. The more arrogant of them is destroyed. He's going to destroy the most arrogant of them. The most arrogant of the bastinated are not going to make it out of hell. Because in order to make it out of hell, you truly have to repent. Truly have to repent. You truly have to humble yourself. Humility is a must for God. Humility is a must for God. We must humble ourselves. There's no other way. And this, with this arrogant being bastinated, turning into beasts, they're not going to escape his judgment in hand. Because they're not humbling themselves. I like it that some people that are vaccinated are repenting and are humbling themselves. That's a sign that God is working on their life still. God spoke to me the other day and said that he has a plan for the vaccinated. Okay? He had not abandoned them. But he's not talking about everyone. Because he tells you in his word that the arrogance will completely be destroyed. The devil, because of his pride, was kicked out of heaven. He walked among the firing stone. You know that the firing stone are part of the altar of Father, of God, my brother and sister. This is the altar up in the third heaven, third throne. The altar is there next to Father's throne. And the stones are part of that altar. The devil, when he was Lucifer, my brother and sister, he walked among those stones. My brothers, that's the closer you can come to God. He came really close to God. But because of his pride, he was kicked out. He was perfect in the day he was made. Angels are perfect. God made them perfect. Everything God makes is perfect. Now, when God made man and woman, did he make them perfect? Yes, he did. He made them perfect. My brother and sister, from the day he made them perfect. Hallelujah. He made man and woman so perfect that he gave them freedom of choice. Freedom of will, some say. Freedom of choice. This is what tells you how perfect God made man. In his image, in his likeness. Freedom to choose. Man in his perfection that God made him has the right and the freedom to choose where he wanted to be, whether he wanted to be close to God forever or choose not to be close with God forever. This is why when the serpent was allowed to introduce herself in the garden, or Satan used a serpent to speak to Eve, my brother and sister, hallelujah, no one stopped the serpent for speaking to Eve. No one stopped Satan from speaking to Eve. And no one stopped Eve from speaking with the serpent. Are you listening? God was right there in the garden where he's always been. And God was watching the whole abomination, hallelujah, going on right before his presence. He was watching it. My brother and sister, this abomination in the garden was happening right before his eyes, his presence, before his angel, his mighty army. They were not far off, my brother and sister, because after Satan was kicked out of the presence of God, out of heaven, he's not allowed to go back to heaven. But because this was happening in an earthly throne of God, which God meant to establish through the New Jerusalem on the earth forever, hallelujah, he first started testing men on this holy place, hallelujah, to have men make a choice whether he wanted to stay there forever and have God bring just the New Jerusalem to the earth and begin eternity from there in total peace and joy. Or he could choose not to. He could choose that this will be later, that this will not be right away, that then there will be time in between, a few thousand years or a few million years, my brother and sister, until the restoration of humanity, of his elected one. And so God allowed the serpent to speak to Eve. He allowed Eve to speak to the serpent. And then in their conversation, my brother and sister, after the serpent tempted Eve, God, the Bible said that he will give you no temptation that overwhelms you. That temptation was not overwhelming Eve. He was in total control of herself and had the right to grab the serpent by the neck and break the neck and step on the head of the serpent, my brother and sister. He had the right to grab the serpent by the head and take the serpent out of the garden and step on it, my brother and sister, and cast it into the fire. Paul did this to the serpent in the book of Acts. He took the serpent and threw it into the fire. The same authority you and I have, he had in the garden. Same authority you and I have to Christ, Messiah, who is the same in the beginning, now, and forever. He have, we have with the serpent. Satan can come to you, and Satan can speak to you. Hallelujah. He had no authority over you. And Jesus had given you the same authority he has to trap on serpent and scorpion on this earth, my brother and sister. So he had the authority from God to step over the serpent. But he decided to listen to these politicians, to the devil politics. Hallelujah. This politics has been corrupting people since the garden. He decided to listen to the politics of the serpent, to the false teaching of the serpent preachers. The serpent message in the last days is the serpent message that was in the garden. Hallelujah. This message in the garden will separate you from God. The serpent in the last days, the serpent message today will separate you from God. It is the same message. It is the same demonic, fallen, evil, from the pit, from the heart of Satan message today. The same message he preached to Eve in the garden, he is preaching to you and I today. My brother and sister, the same message that separated Eve in the garden from the presence of God, that showed her naked, it is the same message of the new world order Babylonian system, Antichrist today, that being preached on the internet. Same message. The devil's not going to change his message. It works because even the perfect fallen by his message. Even those like Eve, you have the same blessing to choose who ye are going to serve. If Baal is God, follow America falling down to hell right now. But if the Lord is God, repent of your sin daily. Seek him with all your heart in repenting and fasting and commit your life to him, because this world is walking into the lower pit of hell, my brother and sister. And the leader is Satan. Satan is their leader. Satan goes on television speaking through these politicians and liars and leaders. My brother and sister, his lie, his poison. It is the poison. That's why I love Brother Flower, caused by seeing the poison of the serpent. That's exactly what it is. It is the poison of the serpent. It is the same poison like he gave Eve in the garden. It comes with a false message. Hallelujah. And it is so wicked and so lethal that will separate you from God. My brother and sister, my Lord, my God, have mercy. Serpent doesn't change her message because it works. It works. It enslaves people. It separates people from God. It keeps them focused on the lie instead of the truth and keeps them entertained. Why did the devil brought entertainment on the world in these last days? Because as long as people are entertaining, not repenting, reading God's word, seeking God with all their heart, not leading on their own understanding, every day is a day closer to hell. Every day is a day closer to them spending their eternity with the devil in hell and the lake of fire. This is why entertainment is given to people. Most of the movies in Hollywood today are being made with real demons. They're not fake demons anymore. Hollywood and their computer have many problems creating movies with special effects, as they call them. You know that a lot of the movies in Hollywood, to get a lot of the special effects, I was hearing about this movie that they were making in Hollywood. And to make one of the scene of this movie, Marvel movie, my brother and sister, it took them, I believe it was 23,000 hours, the processing of that movie. And some of it was being sent to Russia to run it on this special computer because they can do it for cheap money, hundreds of thousands of dollars, when it costs them millions here. My brother and sister, to get those movie processed in a week, because it would take them months here to process this movie and the server's computer they have that will cost them millions just to process one scene of the movie, my brother and sister. And so they prefer to use real demons. They get the actors out of the movie scene, theaters, and when they do their acting, they send the actors home to rest, and they get the demons to come in. They put down the lightings, and they got camera that can record this movie and no lightings, so they can add the demons into the movies. And even the actor gets surprised when an actor says, "Oh, I didn't do that. I didn't make this movie. I didn't know. I don't know how they did that. Maybe special effect or something." And then they realize there was a demon they used, and those actors appeared there somewhere. My brother and sister, they want to keep it quiet at all costs. No one can say anything, or they disappear. Oh, there was someone tracking how many directors they've been killing in Hollywood for years. Hundreds of them. My brother and sister, why? Because no one can say anything of what they're doing in secret. They must keep a secret. Because people want movie, and they want them real. They want the real, where they are afraid, really. Horror movie. And they bring the demons in. And the demon played a part of the person. The demon turns looking like the actor. And people don't realize, although hire a demon in the movie, my brother and sister, and the movie, the demon is acting on television, talking to people. From a demon thousands of years out of the pit of hell is on television talking to people normally, putting out their lie, their poison. My brother and sister. And people are so entertained that they want to watch the second part of the movie. My brother and sister. How do you think God feels about all this? It's an abomination. My brother and sister, it's an abomination to the Lord that they're able to do this and people like it. Entertain. They're being entertained with evil. My brother and sister, entertained with evil. A lot of the actors don't know what's happening because they do the part for several hours and they go back to rest. My brother and sister, most of the movie are recorded in the from 12 a.m. to 4 a.m. Most of the movie are recorded. And you say, how do they do all this lighting? They add it to the movie. They record this movie in the middle of the night. My brother and sister, the middle of the night they record this movie. Hallelujah. The devil even pays them to do it. When they need a lot of money to make this movie, the devil hands them a bag of money, a billion for them to do it, because they're very expensive. And then they enjoy even more. It's wickedness and wickedness. My brother and sister, wickedness. It's like Hollywood make more money than our own government every day in California. And there's so many poor around the world, they don't care if the people die or nothing because they have joined the evil ones in his planning agenda in the last days. They don't care for the poor. They don't care for the hungry. They don't care for the naked. That's the part that indicates you that evil is behind all this. Because the sensitivity the human being have with the care part of human, is being abolished, is being removed out of them. They don't care if people die. They don't care if people are killed. Don't you hear the politician? Oh, Biden is too weak. He should go nuclear on Putin. In other words, he should kill everyone else, and they will leave because they got millions of dollar bankers where they are secure. That's what they're really saying. They don't care. They don't care for anyone. But thank God that God is in the throne and he's in control. He is in control of all this. And he's not going to allow them to do any killing yet until he says, so the vengeance of the Lord is coming. Yes. But the Lord is about to remove his bride, his beloved ones. Hallelujah. The one that his eyes delight on. The one that he gave his life for on the cross and shed his blood on the cross. He's about to move her from the earth. I just heard the Lord say yes. My brother and sister, he's about to remove his beloved ones. His elected, selected one. The one that he knew before he created this earth. He says to me the other day, soon. Very soon you'll be in my presence. Very soon you'll be in my presence. He says, oh, that's where I want to be, Lord. Lord, bring me there. You promised me, Jesus, you promised me that I will be there. Don't leave me behind, Lord. Don't leave me behind. I don't want to stay behind. I'll come back in my glorified body and I will help people. But don't leave me behind, Lord. Father made this promise to me that I will be going. I will be in heaven. The Lord made the promise to me I will be in heaven. There were witnesses there. The Holy Spirit was standing there. And there were angels also there. My brother and sister. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm sorry, but I can only trust God on here. I am so sorry. My brother and sister, but I can only trust God on here. Things are too wicked and evil here for a long time. And trusting God. Hallelujah, it's the only thing we should do. Pastors are calling people on the church from the pulpit to trust them. And then they go take the vaccine and get vaccinated. They don't trust in God to be the healer, the Lord and Master, and they're calling the congregation to trust them. Oh, my Lord, oh, my God. and they trust them, and they also get vaccinated, and they join the pastor in hell. Pastor, what are we doing here? Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know. If you didn't know, why didn't you go to God to lead you and guide you? Why do you have to go on the pulpit on your pride, on your arrogance, and tell the people it's okay to take the vaccine? Nonsense and foolish and lies. The only way you and I can say anything is what Jesus has told us. My brother and sister, Jesus made it very clear to me that if it was for me to put my trust in him, my brother and sister, that I should not trust men. And he showed me, took me out in the spirit several times and showed me why. And showed me back in 2010, 2009, 2011, how bad our world, our country was. He helped me walk around the United States in the spirit. He took me to Florida. He took me several times to California. He took me to different states here in the United States and showed me how fallen people were. He took me one time to Texas, and I saw a woman serving God in Texas. My brother and sister. And it was like one out of the whole congregation that was truly repenting to him. This woman came home from her service, went home on her knees and began to pray to God, began to read her Bible and began to pray. And the angel of the Lord came over her house, and I saw demons trying to attack her as she was doing this. And she was calling on the Lord to protect her, and she was binding and rebuking those demons until they left. An angel came and ministered to her, and her house was full of angels. My brother and sister, the Lord wanted to show me that and show me the importance of us spending time with him. That when the evening comes, when the night comes, you don't say, well, I'm so tired, I'm just going to go to sleep, I'll pray tomorrow. No, you go to prayer with the Lord. You spend time with him. That time you spend with him is more important to him than to you. Or he wants you to make it important. I thank you, Jesus. A couple of mornings ago, my brother and sister, the Lord showed me this family from Texas that came to North Carolina. Listen, please. And as they came driving the new car, my brother and sister, like a Jeep form of a car, I saw it. For some reason, the Lord wanted me to look at the car, a new car, new vehicle. And I looked at them, and I said, that's my sister, her husband, and her son. I recognized them right away. I said, Brother Elvie, they had called me on the phone and said, we're coming to North Carolina. And I said, what's going on? Oh, we have to get out of Texas, Houston. And I said, what's going on? Oh, you're not going to believe the destruction that is happening in Texas. And we're here, and we had to get out quickly, and we didn't grab much of clothing, and we lost our house, our furniture, everything. In the back of the car, they had some animal in them, dogs. We had to get out as soon as we could because it was so bad over there. My brother and sister, and the destruction that came. I share with you here on the Lord's Hour that this earthquake in California that is about to come now, listen. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The earthquake in California is about to come. It's at the horizon. Okay? I hear the Lord saying yes. The earthquake in California is about to come. And these states that are neighbor to California, like New Mexico, my brother and sister, all the way to Texas, are going to be shaken with violence. Violence is the word, like a drunken. They're going to be shaken, my brother and sister, okay, severely. Now, my sister contacted me this week, yesterday. And she was trying to contact me for days after I had these dreams. I wanted to tell her, but we could not speak. And I'm like, when she contacts me, I'll let her know. And we could not. For 2 days, it was we could not talk. We could not anything. The enemy was blocking everything for some reason. My brother and sister, praise you, Lord. Really, really, hallelujah, attacks happening. Thank you, Lord. But we pray, we trust the Lord. We dwell under the shadow of the Almighty. And even when the enemy bringing his attack, it has to be broken. And she told me she just had bought a Jeep. And I said, I got to tell you this. I saw you coming here with your husband and kid looking for a house and asked her to help us. And my wife and I and the children, we were driving in front of them going to see houses around here because you had to leave Texas. It was so bad. According to your own word to me, the destruction was so bad that you had to leave Texas. The Lord showed me the destruction in Chicago. It's going to be so bad that Jesus spoken to me and said, my son, when you go and pick up my daughter Carla and her family to bring them to North Carolina, my brother and sister. And I said, yes, Lord, I will do that. Will you go? And I told my wife, I told my brother Ben that if we will go with me, and that we will go pick up Sister Carla from Chicago, my brother and sister, the destruction, the earthquake is going to be violence. Violent. The magnitude of earthquake that are going to hit the United States in the short time to come will shake the United States with violence. God spoke to me years ago about this. It will be from California to Maine. The entire United States will be shaking like a drunken. Spoken to me. Jesus spoken to me very strong, very firm about this years ago. And I didn't know. I've been speaking about that it's coming. But now it's closer than ever. My brother and sister, this nation, this backsliding nation, as God says in the book of Daniel 7, this backsliding nation is going to be punished for her sin. 63 million children have they aborted since 1973. My brother and sister, the records are being kept in heaven, and the babies are a witness in heaven. My brother and sister, it's an abomination. It's a fallen nation, wicked nation before God. A nation that God has blessed and raised and made unto what it is today had turned backsliding against God and their sin and their trespasses and the killing of innocent baby and homosexual sin, even in the government. Even government had homosexual sin and practiced homosexual sin, my brother and sister. It's an abomination before God. Furthermore, the detestable sin the God detect, my brother and sister, reject this. Not pleasing unto him what they're practicing behind closed doors. And they hide. They're hiding. They do a hiding. Oh, no, we're born this way. Life on the pit of hell. You know, we're not born that way. The one who formed you in the womb of your mother did not make you that way. Okay? He invented all kinds of tools to kill innocent babies. Maryland is about to pass a law, my brother and sister, that will kill the baby 20 days after it's born. Maryland is about to pass a law, my brother and sister. And they're telling people to call their politician to oppose the new law that they're planning to pass. Kill the baby until 28 days after it's born. You know, they've already been killing them until 9 months. Now until 28 days after they're born, they want to kill them. My brother and sister. That's how deep backsliding into hell they are. That now they're picking on the innocent ones. They're doing the evil and the wicked, and now they want to also turn on the little ones. My brother and sister. Today, Biden went on television. What did he talk about? What was interesting that he talked about? CERN. more ways and better ways to communicate with the demon so the demon can hear them better and they can hear better the demons on the other side. And probably they can watch them in 3D and see the form and the lies and the thief. My brother and sister, your taxpayer of money is to communicate with hell now. My brother and sister, to better communicate with hell, with better machine, better computer, better satellite, better garbage from the pit of hell. It's their plan. It's their agenda. Blind leading the blind. He is a blind leading a blind nation. My brother and sister. Terrible. Verse 12, as for the animal and the rulership was taken away, but the life were prolonged for a time and a season. God will allow evil to come upon the earth for a short time, a time and a season. Hallelujah. And Daniel said, I kept watching the night vision, and I saw coming from the cloud of heaven someone like the Son of Man. He approached the Ancient One, and was left into his presence. To him was given rulership, glory, and kingdom, so all people, nation, and language should serve him. His rulership and eternal rulership that will not pass away, and his kingdom is one that will never be destroyed. There you go. My brother and sister, him, says the apostle, God have appointed a judge of the living and the dead. That Jesus Christ, he has been appointed leader, king and king and Lord of lords. My brother and sister, he's going to judge them. I already saw his piercing eyes the other day. I love him when he has a smile. Oh, I love Jesus when he smiles. This time when I saw him, there was no smile on him. Oh, no smile. Oh, his eyes look like father's eyes. Hallelujah. How his father's eye looks full of vengeance. He's coming with vengeance. He's coming with fury. My brother and sister, don't make him angry, Psalm 2 says. Don't make the son angry. Because he will come like a devouring fire. And that's how he's coming. He's going to devour all his enemy. They will not escape him. They will not escape him. He will consume them with his fire. My brother and sister, Father's always right. Father's always right. You give these people chances and chances and years to year to repent, and they laugh in your face, backsliding and will not repent. My brother and sister, praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. He's about to end all this. He's about to end it. He's about to put an end to all this. They want to do evil. They want to do wicked. Do it in hell now. Do it in hell. Go ahead. Do it in hell. Do it. Because a demon in hell will tell you, oh, you're not going to do here what you think. Oh, no. Do you know what we're going to do to you? The demon will say to the face, go ahead. Try to do what you do. I know what you do in hell. I give you the chances on earth to repent and seek my son. And this is what you do? You want to kill my creatures, my babies? Go ahead, try to do it in hell. Go. My Lord, my God, and like the rich men, they're going to open their eyes in hell. My brother and sister. Huh? This is what's coming. This is what's left. Judgment. Judgment. My brother and sister. John, the same beast that you see is the same beast. Revelation 13. And I saw a beast as young out of the sea with 10 horns, 7 heads, 10 crowns, and a horn that was an insulting name in his head, and the beast that I saw was like a leopard, and his feet were like bare feet, and like a lion mouth. The serpent gave his power to the kingdom, as far reaching to the authority of the beast. Notice that everyone here, leader, president, governor, mayor, they're all coming under the leadership of the beast, Obama, the Antichrist. All coming under his leadership. He's behind the scene, moving Biden like a puppet. Moving everyone like a puppet. They're all doing his bidding. And the one that the beast had looked like it had a fatal wound, but his fatal wound was healed. And all the people of the world were amazed and followed the beast. That's what they want to do. That's what they're going to get for 7 years. Oh, my Lord. Are they going to regret that, though? Are they going to regret choosing the way of the beast, of this man? Because it's a man, Paul says. It is a man. Hallelujah. And it's revealed to John, it is a man. Hallelujah. Verse 4. And they worship the serpent because it has given authority to the beast. And they also worship the beast and said, who is like the beast? Who can fight war with it? I like it because this Jewish Bible translated for Messianic Jewish people who pray for over 20 years to bring this translation. It says that the serpent, the devil, gave his power to the beast, his man. This is the devil's man, the devil's son, imitating God. And the serpent gave the power to the beast. Hallelujah. And people who worship the beast say, who is like the beast? In Revelation 20, we are told, my brother and sister, that the only one going into the millennium, a thousand-year reign with Christ, are those who have not worshiped the beast, nor received the mark in the hand or on the forehead. Bible is very clear. They worship the beast, they lost forever. They worship and follow Obama, they lost forever. That's it. That's it. They worship and follow this Babylonian system, this system of the Antichrist, of the serpent. They are lost forever. Because these are the requirements for the saints. They cannot worship the beast, neither receive the mark on the forehead or on the hand. When I asked Jesus, is the by seeing the mark of the beast? He says to me, it's the same. It is the same. If it's the same, and it is, oh my Lord, oh my God. God have mercy. God have mercy. But remember, there's nothing the devil can do that Jesus cannot undo. There's no DNA that God, the devil can correct that God cannot restore. Remember that, my brother and sister. Verse 5, the beast was allowed to speak arrogant, insulting thing, and it was given authority to us for 42 months. My brother, out of the 7 years, this man, what we acting, Hollywood, acting and doing evil for 42 months. Okay? Very beloved by Hollywood. Very beloved by the people who will worship him. And we see him well. Who supposedly says Daniel is going to bring peace on the earth. In other words, they're about to launch, they're launching the missile, the nuclear weapon against each other. And then he comes on the scene and says, listen, people. Let's stop this nonsense and bring some peace to the people. Okay? And people don't take him serious yet. Then he gets a fatal wound. And then he heals himself. After a fatal wound, he gets checked by the doctors. And the doctor checked him and said, no, that's a fatal wound. No one can come out of that rifle shot on his head. My brother and sister, I saw him in bed when he got shot. It was a fatal shot, my brother and sister, from a rifle like Kennedy. Kennedy did not come out of his fatal shot. But this other one, well, since America already had a history of a fatal wound, a leader that never came back again, and this one comes back again, who was enough for 8 years, and then come again, but this time, as the leader of the world, he gets wounded. I saw Michelle Obama next to his bed in the Great Tribulation, that her husband was wounded. And very concerned. But then he comes up again, and I saw him come on television that he was healed again. And people in New York, the Lord showed me, they were worshiping him and all over the world. People, instead of worrying that the city, the country was barely destroyed, that, no, he was the best cookie now ever among this nation and among the world. Everybody love all the European country. They love him. They love the beast. They love this evil one, this fallen one, because he came out of that fatal wound. The Lord took me in the spirit, and I was standing there, and I saw them have secret service around him and all that. My brother and sister. And they couldn't understand how can someone from a building with a rifle, really good rifle, put a bullet on him, that no one can come back. If you get a fatal wound between your eyes and your head, how can anyone come back out of that? Come on. That's illogical. Even with today's best technology, that's impossible. But I also believe now with the nanotechnology and the new technology where they do recovering, wound recovery, which they tried in Iraq with some of the soldiers, special soldier, but they never wanted to show up, but some videos came on television. They have this technology, alligator recovery technology. They have intensify, where if a soldier gets a fatal wound, it can recover to where they can bring them in and it will completely recover, you know. And they have tested it and it works. When the Taliban put bullets on them or put explosive in Iraq and they went through all that and the vehicle blew up and they were able to come out later on and recover well and ended up killing the Taliban afterwards. Taliban was surprised. How was this? How is it that we blew up their vehicle and their vehicle is destroying these men or beasts, you can call them, came out of the vehicle and destroy us? They couldn't understand that. No one heard about technology like this. But it's not like we have no special soldier here. We have hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of them. China has them. China has anti-missile special soldiers. And Russia has many of them, too. That's what I'm surprised that Russia, the soldier they sent into Ukraine, they said that many of them were shot. But then, here, one of the news, I was listening to the news, NBC, Fox News, how some of the Russian soldiers were killed. And then later on some other news, they were showing the Russian soldier celebrating with their friends that everything was well. Right now, we heard on CNN, Fox News, a lot of the Russian soldiers, more than 5,000 of them are dead. But then those that were recorded there, that are reported there on the news, later on they are with their soldiers celebrating. So that means they are testing the special soldier in Ukraine, as the United States did in Iraq, my brother and sister. That's what these nations are doing, that they're not telling you and I. They're making, oh, we're killing them. They're putting bullets on their head and their body, and then they later are able to recover, and then later on back with the people. Now Mother Soyuz has been brought to bring the funeral or bury in Russia. None of them. Because you can watch, even you don't understand, this is one thing you can do. You can watch the Russian television of the soldiers that are coming in and out. As they coming in, they got live television in Russia. And you can watch the same soldiers that are being reported dead over here coming into Russia through their television channel in Russian language. You may not understand, but you can see them and see what's going on. Someone is lying. Someone is lying to us. Because one is reporting they're dead over here, but he's coming out alive on the other channel. What's going on here? And it's live television. Okay? My brother and sister, only delayed by second. So what do you think they're doing? They're testing the soldiers, what they're doing. So really, if anyone is dying, you can say yes because they're being shot, but they're also showing up. Ukraine is lying. Russia's fake news over here. Donald Trump, how many years did he told us there was fake news in the United States when he was in office? Let me explain to you what fake news is, that sometimes they don't want to tell you what it is. Fake news is when they can create the news they want you to believe and see on television that is totally not true. They can create the image. They can put in the people. They can let you see things that are not really there, that are not really happening, and show it to us on television. Donald Trump call them fake news. And Fox News, CNN, all these channels, NBC are doing it. Yes, shape-shifting life. That's what they're doing. Shape-shift the demons. Okay? One of the tanks of the Ukraine was shooting their own people, caught on video. And the reporter that was giving the news had to say, wait a minute. That's a Ukraine tank attacking their own people. And she had to change her news. Okay? There's a lot of things happening that people don't know. lot of things, a lot of lies. We need to stay focused on Jesus. Okay? Focus on the Lord. Okay? Because he's the only one that's going to tell us the truth about what's happening. And when he shows us and reveals to us what's really happening, well, we're shocked. Yeah, we're shocked. We're shocked with the things, you know, what's being shown to us. My brother and sister, it's sad. So much lies in the last days because they're able to do so with the technology. They're able to lie to people, to mislead people, to get people on their side, to bring their wicked agenda to come to pass. The new world order now. The only thing I'm going to tell you this, I'm going to remind you every time I come on the air. I don't know how many programs I will be doing. I know these are the last that I'm doing. I know this from Jesus himself. I'm doing the last program. Very soon you will not hear me on the Lord's Hour. I won't be around. And many people will be looking for me, looking for the program where there'll be Zapata and all that. They'll be emailing my family. They'll be looking for me. Telling you, I won't be here too long. The Lord told me they're still in front of me. Soon you won't be able to go on the air because there's not enough time. You told them to repent. I gave you the word for them to repent, to be in repentance. They didn't take you serious, though, did they not? My brother and sister, hallelujah. So that's it. We're coming to a close. Father looked at me and said, it is over for you. And the Lord the same, confirmed to me, and the witness are true. I tell him that in prayer every day. You told me it was over for me. And the witness are true. God is not a man that he will lie. So I don't have much. My days are limited now. Okay? They're limited. My brother and sister. But remember that when I'm gone and I won't be able to come on the air anymore, I won't be around, take my audios and give it to people. You got permission to download all of them. Or the one you think is more important and put it on USB drive away from your computer. There will be a lot of USB, CD and all that that people will have on the computer that they will go in with software on your computer and delete them. You know, I was saying that I thought that Linux, which I'm using now, Manjaro, these Linux were safe, right? And so I heard that the NSA took Fedora, and they're the one making the software for Fedora, Linux. And I said, oh, no. Oh, no. So that means that they're making the software and they're spying on you through Linux now, which is more secure than Windows. So there's nothing safe anymore. Nothing safe. They're listening to us. They're watching us. If you have a camera on your television, they're watching you through your camera. My brother and sister. Okay? After I learned that, that's not a secret. You can look it up online. The NSA is supporting Fedora. That's what they're using. That's what they're supporting. They're making software for Fedora. And it's being added to the distro of Fedora. So when you use Linux now, Fedora, Manjaro is kind of like Fedora, Linux, which is, I believe it's secure somewhat, but it has patch of Fedora in it. So that means it has patch of the NSA in it. Okay? My brother and sister. So what kind of security do we have? The only security we have is God, the Lord, the Holy Spirit. Nothing is secure. I don't use none of these new cell phones. I have I do have an iPhone now that I'm using, 7 Plus, going back. My brother and sister, okay? But immediately after I had it for a few months, now they wanted to update the software that I didn't want it to update. I had clicked no. I didn't want that they update none of the updates. My brother and sister, but they don't care. They always, if their software, their OS running on their own operating system, so they can change and manipulate. They can put a patch to it, even though you're using it through your own tower, your own cell phone. What control do you have even over your own device? Nothing, my brother and sister, nothing. And plus, they have all these manipulating software on your cell phone, Android, an iPhone, which is demonic control. You know, they are able to read through the sensor on your device. They're able to read your mind, your thinking, your thought. And when you think about something, immediately it appears on your search on the cell phone. How come? You haven't even said it. You haven't even typed it in. You only thought about it. And your phone immediately is searching for what you're thinking. How are they able? The sensor on your phone can read your mind because Google and all these companies have been able to break the brain codes, they call it, to be able to read people's mind and put it on the device, boom. You can test it yourself. You can test it yourself. Think about things in your heart without saying, go to your computer, go to your cell phone, and see them. When I used to say AI all the time, AI, thinking that was mostly, by the way, the what we call AI, behind it is Python. Let me translate it for you in biblical verses. Serpent behind the AI that runs most all the devices, Apple, Google, and all of them. Python, serpent, the devil. Because the Lord took me in the spirit and showed me the demon. What we call AI, what we say Google. And when I saw the demon, or Siri, whatever you want to call it, because they're all the same anyway, I was stunned. The demon was behind the supercomputer speaking through a microphone. So when you ask the demon the question, when you ask your cell phone the question for any search or anything you want to look for, including the weather, whatever, I saw the demon speaking back to the person. My brother and sister, I'm telling you, when the Lord reveals to you what's behind all these lies and deceive, you'll fall off your chair. You have a tough time sleeping. They're demons. Demons. I tell the testimony of this woman in Texas whose son, the demon was speaking to him not to go to church to repent. The Siri was telling him and repeatedly told him not to go and repent into the church. Because she was wondering why was her son so disobedient. And she prayed and asked the Lord. And it was Siri telling him not to go forward to repent on his cell phone. And Siri asked him not to bring the phone into church. Siri asked him not to bring the phone into the church, where the presence of God was, my brother and sister. It was such a shocking revelation to them. Okay? Something that looks so innocent, something that you don't even think about, that your cell phone, your iPhone, your Android is controlled by a demon who doesn't want you to bring the phone into church. So when you are in prayer in the presence of the Lord, don't bring your cell phone. Okay? Because the demons are there. They can interrupt your prayer. Haven't you gotten into prayer and all of a sudden that your phone tells you you're receiving a phone call, and when you go to take the phone call, there's nobody there? The demon is interrupting your prayer. That's the AI doing it, what you call AI, the demon. Interrupting your prayer. They can make phone call for you. They can make fake phone call for you and call you while you're in prayer reading your Bible to get you out of the prayer. I have your time with God. They know. They are bothered by it. That your phone is bothered by you reading your Bible. Your phone is bothered by you praying and coming to the presence of God. It bothers your phone. Your phone is your enemy, but a lot of people call them the best friend. The best friend is the worst enemy. My brother insisted. Do you see the time we're living? Hallelujah. It's so sad. Sad. My brother and sister, you're listening to a program where God is speaking to you. He's ministering to your spirit. He's enlightening you. He's letting you know that he wants to bring you close and keep you away from these demons. And not only that, you get this phone call or this test. AI testing you or calling you, a demon testing you and calling you. to get you away from you coming close to God. You're going to have to learn to put your phone on mute or vibrate. You're going to have to learn to do that before you read your Bible, pray. And if they can see you're planning to do that, they'll make the phone call before. Learn to disobey your phone and obey the Bible, the Word of God. Hallelujah. Or shut it down, amen. Because your own device that you think is your best friend is your worst enemy, my brother and sister. And some people get mad. I was just going into prayer and I get this phone call. I was just going into prayer and I get this test. I was just going to read the Bible and my phone will stop ringing. A demon bothering you. But don't let that demon take any power over your life, over your prayer life, over your spending time with God. Don't let it. Don't let it. Some people like to put worship on their phone. That's a good idea. Demons don't like worship that worship God. Okay? So if once in a while every day you put some worship, anointed worship on your phone, or you listen to the program on your phone, do it. My brother and sister. I have people telling me, right when they're planning to do a fasting or something, their job is calling them that they're going to need them next day. Even sometime on the day off, they're being called from the job. Oh, listen, we just got this person not able to come in. Can you come in for this other person? Because you're like, I was just planning to do a fasting with God. A few days of praying and fasting with the Lord and read the Bible because I haven't been able to do so. And look, that is the serpent, the python bothering you. Okay? Don't let it. When the devil uses someone to tempt you, pray for that person. Watch what happened. Pray for that person to be saved. If the devil, if you are a man and the devil is using a woman to tempt you, pray for the woman to be saved. Or a man pray for the man to be saved. Watch what happens. I want you to test this on your own. Even if you on your computer and a page that someone almost naked opens up, pray for that person. Watch what happens. It won't happen again. It won't happen. That plan of the devil failed right there. Yes, rebuke that Jezebel spirit. But do that. You want to see on your Facebook people coming out with changing the photos and stuff? You know how many people I had to block on my Facebook? Got close to 5,000 people on my Facebook. And all of a sudden, these women started putting photos with no clothes on them or barely no clothes on them. I had to block them because it's offensive to me and it's offensive to my brothers and sisters. My brother, we're here to get ready to go home to heaven, not to hell. If it was different, it would have been different, but we're planning to go to heaven, not hell. My brother and sister, women should not be dressing to tempt men, neither men should be dressing to tempt women. My brother and sister, if someone is doing that, it's backsliding, it's sinning, and making you sin. We need to be careful with all of that. My brother and sister, we're here to get ready to go to heaven, not go to hell. The devil wants people to go to hell. My brother and sister, hallelujah. So please, be careful. Be very careful. Hallelujah. But once you pray for them to be saved, the demon runs. They run. The person they're using, they get them out of the way because they don't want the person to be safe. They do not want the person. So make sure you focus on the salvation of whoever the devil's using. Whoever the devil's using, pray for the salvation right away. Watch what happened. That's not the plan of the devil for the life to be saved. The plan of the devil is to use them to destroy your life, destroy people's life, destroy their lives. And once you say to them to be saved in the name of the Lord, oh, man. They run right away. Oh, no, wait a minute. This is not the plan. This is not the plan. This is not what we were planning for. We cannot lose this person. We're going to have to change the attack. It's going to have to be different. So be wise. Use the tool that God has given you. Pray. The most powerful tool you and I have right now But the most powerful tool is the Holy Spirit in our life, the Lord. But prayer in the Spirit is very powerful. Pray in the Spirit for people to be saved. And watch what happened, my brother and sister. If the person is demonic, is demonic influence, the person runs right away. I have prayed for people that disappear for years and I don't see them anymore. Years. I just begin to pray for the soul to be saved. They run away. I don't see them for years. How is that? How are they running if I'm praying for them to be saved? Because the devil don't want them to be saved. That's why. And he's the one using them. They run. They hide. They're afraid. Because prayer is powerful. You're getting God involved in their lives. And when they come to you, they're not coming with God. They're coming with the devil on their shoulder. When you pray for them, you get God involved. And when the devil see God, oh, no. Oh, no. He runs. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So we're in the last days, and we are called to be wise as the bride of Christ. My brother and sister, wise. Hallelujah. Daniel said in verse 15 of Daniel 7, as for me, Daniel, my spirit deep within me was troubled. Hallelujah. A lot of Christians like Daniel right now are feeling trouble. But what's going to get people feeling in trouble as when the 3 days of darkness comes? But don't trouble yourself. Be ye not troubled. Be ye not deceived. All this is my brother and sister. Hallelujah. My brother and sister, all these things is, okay? And one, we go through the testing, endurance, perseverance. Every time you go through these things, remember that the key is perseverance. Persevere in prayer. Persevere in your fasting. Persevere in the word. In other words, don't stop doing what God is calling you and I to do. That's the key. That's what persevering is about. Persevering, enduring, is that you keep doing what God is telling you and I commanded us to do, and we don't change it. You don't change it. You don't look for other solutions like a lot of people do. No, don't do that. Don't do that. What Eve and Adam should have done in the garden was persevere on what God already told them, that from the day they will eat from the fruit, they will die. My brother and sister. And because God had told Eve, Adam had told this to Eve, Eve, all she has to do was, and the temptation of the devil was persevere. Don't change her ways for nothing. Don't do nothing the devil's telling you to eat from the fruit. No. No. God told us from the day we eat from it, we'll die. No. But in a powerful anointing, no. It has been recorded in history. A powerful anointing, no. Because no is anointed as yet. A lot of people think that only yes is anointed. They think that if they say no, they sin. No, my brother and my sister. They're both anointed the same. Praise you, Jesus. As for me, Daniel, my spirit deep within me was troubled. And the vision in my head frightened me. I approached one of them standing. One of those standing asked him, what does it all really mean? He said that he will make me understand how to interpret things. The Lord came to me one time and said this to me. He will show me how to interpret or discern these things. Hallelujah. In verse 7, and the four huge animal, which the King James calls beasts, are four kingdoms that will arise on the earth. But the Holy One and the Most High will receive the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, yes, forever and ever. Hallelujah. The four beasts, the four animals, hallelujah, are really four nations. Can you imagine? You got leopard, lion, tiger, bear going around in the 3 days of darkness killing people. But the really meaning of them is they are from our nation. Sister Celestia, the Lord let her know that these things that are going to be revealed are already really among us. Hallelujah. They're really among us. This is what is revealed to Daniel. Daniel, the beings that you're seeing are not stranger from another planet. Extraterrestrial, they call it today, right? That's what it's really saying. They're not extraterrestrial. They're not beings from another planet. Let me tell you what they are today. The four huge animals, the four beasts, are four kingdoms that will arise on the earth. Notice how these demons that represent these four kingdoms can manifest as animals, beasts, and can also manifest themselves as a nation. My brother and sister, they are really demons. They are really fallen ones that can be as a nation and that can be as an animal. Isn't that incredible? So it's a nation that we know today that all of a sudden is manifest as an animal. They have people that have dreams, that have seen the eagle that represents America devouring, and they wonder, what does that mean? Why do I see the eagle devouring, like devouring people, killing people, eating people? What does that mean, Brother Elvie? The eagle, which represents America. Oh, someone saw the Statue of Liberty as a woman, a demon, who came out from her position where she is as a statue now that's been there for over 200 years and began to work in New York City and went as a demon to devour other people. Now, explain that to me. Can you? Come on. Explain it to me from the point of view of math, science, social study, history. Come on. Give me an explanation to that. If you learned that in your school, if your college, your university, your school in America can explain that. The Statue of Liberty turning into a demon, going around killing people. Going around to claim the blood of innocent children in New York City. It's the Statue of Liberty. It's a statue right now. You can touch it. You can literally touch it, but it's a demon. Explain that to me in your social study. Explain that to me in your science. Come on. Show it to me. Explain it. Give me a good explanation. You cannot. You can only explain it in the Bible, because the Bible is the truth. In social study and science, in some of these medical school, law school in America, you'll never can explain this mystery of that great woman, the Statue of Liberty. You cannot explain it. My brothers and sisters, there are people talking to the demon right now, and the demon's talking back to them. Explain that to me in your science, and your social study, and your technology. That most of all your technology, behind of it is Python, the serpent. Explain that to me. You cannot. Because only God reveals the mystery. Only God reveals darkness. Only him. This is why our relationship have to be with him. Or people are doomed. Doomed. Hallelujah. Doomed, my brother and sister, without the Lord. That's why Jesus looked at his disciples in John 15 and said, without me, there is nothing you can do. No matter word, you can do. Nothing you can do. You are lost. Be in darkness. My brother and sister, darkness. So the four huge animals, the four beasts, are four kingdoms that will arise on the earth. In other words, these are for the last days, Daniel. Maybe later on, just to Daniel. Daniel, my brother. My brother Daniel, these are for the last days. You're going to have this kingdom that are beasts, or beasts that are kingdom, manifest. You see them as a nation, they're demons. You see the Statue of Liberty as a thing, as a statue made by man, supposedly, but it's a demon. It is a demon, my brother and sister. How many statues like the Statue of Liberty have been made in the same dimension with the statue, with the high and width, so specific and so well made like the Statue of Liberty? None around the world. Compared to other nations, compared to the idol, the Statue of Liberty. See the high and the width, if it's the same. And none are like it. So large demon out of the pit of hell. Those demons are called principality. And that's what this person in a dream saw. She turned into this large demon and began to walk in New York and say, this is my city. I've been in control of the city for over 200 years. And she was willing to fight for her city. Someone saw her. When she came down where she is, she said she'd been watching over the city, and that's been her city. And she came down willing to fight, my brother and sister, because she knew it was the day of vengeance of God, and that God was going to destroy that city. And she came down and said, I'm going to fight for my city, because I've been over this city for over 200 years. It's my city, she said, walking in New York, my brother and sister. She walked, she moved like a demon. Now, she was not stiff now with her hand lift or nothing like that. No, nothing like that. My brother and sister. And she put her hand down, dusted herself off, came to her side. She was still tall, not as tall as she is, but came a little and began to walk in New York and began to tell those that were coming to destroy New York, this is my city. Okay? I'm willing to fight for this city. These are my children. When she looked at the people in New York, she says, these are my children that I've been watching over them. And they've been doing my bidding, the principality said. My brother and sister, just like the beast that we're describing here in Daniel 7, that it was told to Daniel that these beasts, these animals, are four kingdoms. Each of these animals represent one nation, one country. And the one we have in New York represents New York City. The Statue of Liberty represents New York City. It represents United States. My brother and sister. Okay? My brother and sister. Hallelujah. Daniel 7, right there, verse 17. Hallelujah. Listen to this. Listen to this. What did Daniel say in Daniel 7:15? As for me, personally, this is his personal experience, Daniel is saying. My spirit within me was troubled. I know a lot of people are listening to me. The spirit is troubled right now, like Daniel. Look at it right there. So you see that God knew this will be shocking to people. What are you saying, Brother Larry? This made no sense. Well, it didn't make sense to Daniel. Look, as for me, my spirit deep in me was troubled. What I'm telling you right now is troubling a lot of you in your spirit. Because this is not in your social study. This is not in your science. You don't learn this in college. You didn't learn this even in your churches. My brother and sister. Hey? It troubles you. Of course it's going to trouble you. Hallelujah. When Herod learned about Jesus, he was troubled. Aren't you the Messiah or not? Aren't you the Jewish people leader, the one to come? Hallelujah. It troubles them. The truth troubles you. For Daniel was troubled when he heard the King Nebuchadnezzar being changed into a beast. He was troubled for an hour. For an hour. No word could come out of his mouth. My brother, my Lord, what is this? What is this? King, I would that this will be for your enemy, but not for thee, O king, Daniel said. Because besides king being a wicked king to Daniel, he didn't mistreated Daniel. He gave Daniel a high position in his office. Well, respect him in, Daniel. So for Daniel, God has used this evil man to bless me. I can't say anything bad against him. You know, when God uses wicked, evil people to bless you, you can't say nothing bad about them. You have to respect them because God uses them. It doesn't mean that they're good. Because even wicked people can do a good thing. And Daniel was in high office, but it was God who put him there. And Daniel did not want to disrespect him. My brother and sister, Daniel did not want to disrespect him. But the truth was shocking to Daniel. Like this, what I'm telling you. It's shocking to you. This is going to take you days to swallow. You're going to have to go read Daniel 7 and fast. Fast. The King James calls it beast. This Bible that took over 20 years, my brother and sister, the complete Jewish Bible, says they're animals. Whether that it means it's the same anyway. It means the same. Beast and animal, beast the same. But what I want to tell you this is this, that in Daniel 7:17, these animal now, it is revealed to Daniel, are kings, kingdoms. In other words, nations. Another translation. These animals are nations. This Statue of Liberty in New York is a principality that has been running the nation, New York City specifically, the most. And it's a demon. This shocking revelation to Daniel was like, whoa. Because see, to Daniel, he is relating to his time, seeing the nation and seeing the demon. And how can he show me demons, but he's telling me their nation? This is shocking. I'm seeing the Statue of Liberty, and there I see the demon, and I see New York City. I see her walking in the city. How is this? Shocking. It is shocking to anyone. But we're in the last days, and no mystery are going to be revealed. If God would have told you this before, by seeing, you would have not believed. He has to allow all this to get you in position to listen, because you probably would not listen before. Okay? He's getting our attention in the last days, because a lot of people will not be willing to listen. A lot of people not willing to pray, not willing to fast, and not willing to read the word. And now we're getting to where people have to pray. They have to read the word. My brother and sister, I remember when Father told Brother Larry, this is death or life. Choose death or choose life. It's what this last generation is getting. If you don't choose the Lord, you are choosing death in the last days. And you cannot search your master, remember, because you will hate one and love the other one. You may hate the Lord and love the devil, the Antichrist. And that's what's happening with this nation and a lot of nations and a lot of people. As they've been serving two masters for years, and God's been telling them to repent and only serve his son, and they have refused, and they have not committed themselves to Jesus, they're beginning to hate Jesus and the Christian and the believer, and love Obama, love the Antichrist, love the New World Order, love all that evil. My brother and sister, that's what's happening in the last days. They're in love with the devil, because they should have been in love with Jesus when God called them to be. But they play around, backsliding. My brother and sister, remember, the mother of all whore. Bunch of whore nation right now, and the mother of all whore is his nation. My brother and sister, that's what God is calling in his word. Verse 18, but the holy ones of the Most High will receive the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever and ever, forever and ever. And I wanted to know what the four beasts means, and the one that was different from all the others. So very terrifying. You see, in the revelation to John of the mother of all whore, that's Revelation 17, in case you're wondering, the mother of all whore, this one nation that is the mother of all whore, the one more terrifying beast that lead the other ones. That is a nation. My brother and sister, there's one more terrifying than the other ones. Again, I wanted to know the four beasts mean, the meaning of the fourth being. He wanted to know. Daniel wanted to know. The one that was different from all the others, you see that there's one different? This has a meaning. So very terrifying. Where INT, bronze nail, which devour and crush and stamp the feet, of what was left, my brother and sister, In other words, God is raising a nation that are going to finish off the devouring of the people that the other beast was sent to devour, my brother and sister. It is a beast, but it's also a nation. So when the 3 days of darkness comes and people see these beasts that are going to come out and devour the people, yes, the demon, the principality, evil, part of Satan, part of the Babylonian system, but also these beasts are nations who's going to come into beast in those 4 days and devour the people. Nation right now on the earth, on the third right now, who's going to turn into those beasts and devour people during the 3 days of darkness. Because when Sister Celestia wanted to know where did these beasts or creepy looking thing came from, the Lord let her know that these things are here and they've been here for a long time. They've been your neighbors, what some people call friends, and much more. For a long time, they've been here. They're no stranger. And you and the people that may be, as they be in their bower, they may see their eyes and see them, but I already know you and kind of recognize them, and they're still killing them. How is the, and how has this happened? Lord, what are you taking me into, Lord? My Lord. Can you imagine that? A nation that you know right now is turning into a beast to devour people in the 3 days of darkness, like a leper. Now, you want to know who the nations are? Look up what the leper means, what the tiger means, what the lion means, what the bear means. Because some of the demons were turning into bears and begin to attack the people. But that bear represents a nation today. Who is the bear today? Some of you already know. You can put it on the show. Go ahead. Who is the bear today? Everybody knows this. Who's the bear? Who's the bear? Go ahead. Someone put it on the news. Who is the bear, my brother and sister? Russia. You see? Turning into a beast to devour people in the 3 days of darkness. Huh? But it's a nation, Daniel. The beasts that you saw are a nation, Daniel. So if you see the flying bird, like eagles, coming down to devour people, I saw the other night. I saw it in my dream the other night. It came down from the air and kill someone with a nail, like a vulture, like one of the black birds, devoured this person, killed this person, and it was eating this person easily. It was a demon. It was like an eagle. I saw an eagle, but then it was when it was in the cloud, it was like a large bird. When I looked at a high up, like thousands of feet in the cloud, was a large bird I saw. But as it came down, I said, that's an eagle. I wonder what that means. God is revealing the meaning tonight to me. Because I saw the large bird. I saw it coming down to kill somebody. And there was more than one, too. And I said, that's an eagle. The claw was huge. And as it came on top of the person and began to kill the person quickly and took a piece of the person and fly off again. And the other bird was doing the same. But they looked black, horrible bird, but as they came down, they were eagle. I wonder what that means. Tonight I got my revelation. There's nothing new under the sun. The animal that you saw, Elvie, the large eagle that you saw eating people, was America, Elvie. As it was revealed to Daniel. You see? I tell you, I don't know everything, but I know the one that knows all. And I remember praying to the Lord to reveal me, to teach me, to reveal me, his word. My brother and sister, thank you, Lord. Daniel, the beasts that you saw are nations, Daniel. Thank you, Lord. 20, and when the 10 horn in the head means that the other horn which sprang up before which tree fell, the horn was the eyes of the mouth speaking utterly, seemed greater than the other. And I watched in the horn, made word with the holy ones, and it was winning. Now, this is during the Great Tribulation because it's in Revelation 13. It's also in Daniel 7. Notice that he's coming against a saint. Revelation 13, he's going to overpower the saint, the Bible says. He's coming against a saint. Here, Daniel sees the same thing. As I watched the whore made war with the holy ones, and it was winning. I don't know what these brothers and sisters was doing, because the other night when the Lord took me, they were using flashlights against the beast and all that, and the Lord had me come down on them and say, listen, why aren't you repenting? Why aren't you calling on the Lord? Brother Elby, we're tired. We've been running. We haven't slept for days. You know, we're hungry. But I say, you should be repenting. You should be calling on the Lord to protect you. Hallelujah. You should be calling on the Lord to protect you. And then they stop for a second and say, oh, brother, but you see how large the demons are that are coming against us? You see how wicked the evil? They have no mercy, brother. So what? The Lord will protect you from them. You see why the Lord is sending me back to the Great Tribulation to comfort people and remind them? Greater is our Lord. Great is he that is in us. That he that is in the world. Why are you focusing on the problem? On how large the demons are? Focus on Jesus. Focus on the Lord, my brother and sister. Focus on the Lord. Forget about what the Antichrist, what the sisters of Babylon are going to do, what these demons are, that will turn into beasts, these nations that will turn into beasts to devour people. Forget about them and their wicked power, fallen power. Repent. Commit your life to Jesus. Because if you are killed, Brother Ben and I was talking about this, and Brother Ben was telling me, Brother Albert, you know what I realize? The Lord really gave them really good to him. Why are they running? Why are they running for their lives? They should stop. And I said, wow, brother, that is the Lord. That is from the Lord. You know, as I was talking to Brother Ben, and I said, Russia is going to do this, and the Lord said, no, my son, not Russia. I will bring this judgment. Okay, I'm sorry, Lord. So don't give President Putin or Russia any credit. It's God bringing his judgment. He corrected me right there on the spot. I said something wrong. The moment I said something wrong, he lets me know right away. No. He is the one bringing the judgment. Not Russia. He uses that nation. But it's the Lord bringing his vengeance. It's the vengeance of the Lord, the Bible says. So why are we giving credit to President Putin in Russia? In any nation? No. It's the vengeance of the Lord. So he rebuked me for that. I thank you, Lord, for that. Because even his rebuke are sweet when we submit to him. My brother and sister, thank you, Lord. And verse 32, unto the ancient one came, judgment was given in favor of the Holy One of the Most High, and the time came from the Holy One to take over the kingdom. There you go. You see? Only for the purpose of judgment, exactly what I'm saying now. Is God going to use his nation like Russia to punish his nation? Only for that purpose. Do you hear them on the news how they can take over Russia and remove them quickly, blah, 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 blah? Pride comes before a fall. Remember that. Pride comes before a fall. Read it in Proverbs. Before anyone sin. Pride is already there first. That's why we need to repent. That's why we need to repent. Because before we sin, pride is already there. First. In line. First in line. In your heart. In your mind. In your lips. And when you speak, oh, you know what we're going to do to this nation? Pride comes before a fall. You're speaking out of pride. My brothers and sisters, that's what that is. They are speaking out of their pride. That's what they're doing. And what do you think is going to happen? Once they fall, oh, what did we do? We didn't know. They're speaking in their pride. Verse 6. Hallelujah. Verse 5, sorry. The beast was allowed to speak arrogant and insulting, and it was given authority to us for 42 months. Okay? Notice how God says how long something is going to be, or how, my brother and sister. Why can he say how long? Because he's in control. Father, God Almighty, the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and Jacob, is in control. He had looked at me with fearing eyes and had told me this. I'm in control. The Almighty. The Almighty is in control. And he has said for 42 months he's given the beast, the Antichrist, my brother and sister, even to overpower the saint in the Great Tribulation. 42 months. 3.5 years. That's it. That is it. Because Messiah returning. And Messiah is in control in heaven and earth. Father has given him all power in heaven and all power on earth. If he has all power in heaven, if he has all power on earth, who has any power on earth? Nobody. He does. Because he has it all. All means all, right? All means all but minus one. No, all means all. Remember that. I thank you, Jesus. He's in control, my brother and sister. Whatever he allowed the devil, the Antichrist, to do is only for 42 months, 3.5 years. When he comes back in those 3.5 years of the Great Tribulation, Revelation 6, he gets on his horse, he comes down. That's 3.5 years after. He gets on his horse, and he's coming down. All right, I'm here for mine. I'm here for mine. The Bible said the earth is of the Lord and all in it. Are you listening? The earth is of the Lord. Enough in it. I come for mine. And the Antichrist and the beast and all of them. Excuse me, what do you mean? We've been here controlling this for 3.5 years. What do you mean you come for mine? It's in my word. In the book of Daniel chapter 7, what did I say? What did I reveal to my servant Daniel? I'm coming here for mine. Move out of the way. Oh, okay. And he go to the four corners, God and Magog, to make a war against him, to go to the mountain of Israel against Messiah, my brothers and sisters. And that's when you get your true World War III. Some people call it World War IV, my brothers and sisters, but that's World War III. I would say it could be both. And he gathered them from other nations. All right, come on. And the Antichrist tells the people how he allowed them to have abortion, homosexual marriage, and all that. And now all that is about to be changed. And the gays and lesbians will be furious. There are no more license for them to be married and have abortion and all that. They think their freedom of choice is about to be taken over from them. Exactly. Because it's what Messiah established, what Father established from the beginning. Marriage between a man and a woman. Not between a man and a man and a woman and a woman. And he's coming to establish the earth again, to set it right. But those people that are claiming to be free in their sins with their marriage license, gay marriage license, they're not free. They're possessed by demons and principalities. How can they call themselves free? Like the Jewish people in sin back in the times of Messiah that told Jesus that they've been free, my brothers and sisters. He said, ye of your father, the devil, and the work of him you want to do, said Messiah to them. Exactly. They're not free, my brother. They got all kinds of legion bothering in their life. How can they be free? So the Lord comes to set them free. He came to set the captive free. And he comes over the mountain of Israel and departs the mountain in two, makes an entrance in Israel. He's going to make a mighty entrance in Israel. Right as the prophet has spoken. And they're going to see Messiah come, say, Messiah. And the Bible said they're going to mourn. They're going to cry. Yeshua HaMashiach. Yeshua HaMashiach, my brother and sister. Jesus is the Messiah. Yeshua HaMashiach. and all over Israel, the shofar will resound. It is Yeshua, HaMashiach, my brother and sister, and it will televise everywhere, my brother and sister. And everyone see him on television from everywhere. Oh, I will see him, the Bible says. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And as everyone see him, everyone is mourning. Even the people in the Middle East, people in Iran are crying like babies underneath and everywhere. When they see Jesus over the cloud, when they see the man coming with all power, but that's at the end of the Great Tribulation, though, where he comes with all power. This time, he comes as the protector of Israel, over the land of Israel. The one that says through the prophet Jeremiah and Isaiah, the deliverer of Israel, of Jacob. The one that's going to deliver Jacob from his trouble. Remember when he came to, when Jacob was in trouble back, my brother and sister, the angel of the Lord spoke to Jacob. Jacob wanted to be prospered, my brother and sister. And Laban was shitting him. The devil was shitting him. And the Lord told Jacob how to go about to be prospered. God gave Israel, the only nation, the only people, the secret of prosperity. Only the Jewish people know the secret of prosperity. The rest of the nation are still wondering what is the secret. My brother and sister, thank you, Jesus. And the Lord comes there, and his Messiah is protecting Israel. And all of a sudden, all the nation gets jealous. They're all jealous. Oh, how can he just come and be over the cloud of Israel, and we can see him, and he's protecting them only? Or what are we? Chopped liver? Thank you, Lord. What are we? Leftovers? You know, we know he took his bride. You know, people that used to pray for us. Okay, you took your ministry, you took your people. Okay, all right, you took your people. The one you left behind, they believe in you, will murder. Okay. But now you only come for Israel? What is that? You're over Israel only? What about us? When were your nation before? How come you're only protecting Jewish people now? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, God. And he's over there quiet. He doesn't say a word. He's quiet. My brother and sister, he comes, God said he would. And Isaiah, let me read it to you. My brother and sister, how quiet he comes. Thank you, Lord. In Isaiah 9, hallelujah, it tells you, hallelujah, he comes here in Isaiah 9, the people that walk in darkness have seen great light, they dwell in the land of shadow, they upon them that have the light shine. Thou have multiplied the nation and have not increased the joy. They joy before thee according to the joy of harvest, as men rejoice when the divine is spoiled. You see what people are saying to him? Wait a minute. You multiply the nation. You multiply the nation. And now increase the joy. Who's having any joy in the Great Tribulation? Who's having any joy? Nobody's laughing. People are running for demon. It's horrible. It's horrible. And they're telling the Lord, but they're saying to God, you multiply the nation and not increase the joy. The joy before thee, according to the joy of harvest, as men rejoice, they divide the spoil. People are dividing things. They're dividing spoil after they kill people and nation. But no one is rejoicing. And no one have any joy. No joy, my brother and sister. Praise the Lord. For thou hast broken the yoke of the burden of the staff of his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, in the day of the Midian. For every battle of the warrior is with confusing noise, garment rolled in blood, but this shall be with the burning of fuel of fire. Are you listening? He goes with his fire. He stops them. Oh, you know, we got supersonic, hypersonic missile. We got nuclear missile. We're going to stop him in his truck. And the Lord, with his burning fuel of fire, with his fire, he stops them easily. What's your problem? Stop there. Praise your Lord. Easily. God doesn't have any problem. God doesn't have any problem. My brother and sisters. But he hates to see the nation backsliding in sin. My brother and sister. Hallelujah. For as a child is born unto us, son is given, the government shall be upon his shoulder. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. The increase of his government of peace, there shall be no end. This is the millennium. 1,000 years with Christ. Upon the throne of David, upon the kingdom, to order it, to establish it with judgment. How the God established, how the Messiah established himself on this earth. How does he establish his kingdom on this earth? With judgment. The judgment that you see on television coming up is the Lord establishing his kingdom. It's not that things are falling out of place. They're falling into place. I like what the pastor says. They're falling into place. That's what that is. My brother and sister. He has begun to restore this earth. But he does it through judgment. Okay? But the throne of David, his kingdom, to order it. He needs to order it. There's a mess down here. Don't you see the nation? All the nations are a mess. The devil has turned everything into a mess until now. Jesus come to order it and to establish it. You see? They're not established because all the law has been changed. They're right now trying to put another judge into the Supreme Court. And this judge support more abortion and homosexual than any other judge. So they're putting judges in favor of abortion in the High Court of the United States. What a mess! What a mess! The Lord is coming to order to establish with judgment, with justice. In other words, the mess that you got now in the Supreme Court, that's not it. Because when he comes, he's going to remove all the judges. When he establishes court, when he establishes kingdom, what we establish in order, he's going to establish with justice, true justice from heaven. Not the mess we got down here. They change the law as they please, my brother and sister. For hence, forever and ever, the seal of the Lord of hope will perform this. Oh, my Lord. Father God will make sure this happens. The Lord will make sure this happens. In other words, whoever he needs to remove out of this earth to establish his kingdom that are wicked and are refusing to repent, goodbye, sayonara. They're going to the pit of hell in the lake of fire faster than anything, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. He's coming to establish his kingdom with justice. The seal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Hallelujah. The Lord sent a word unto Jacob. He had lifted upon Israel. All the people shall know, even Ephraim, the inhabitant of Samaria, that say in pride, in the stoutness of heart, my brother and sister, he's going to establish Israel as it should have been established. Hallelujah. In righteousness. But before he does, before he establishes Israel, my brother and sister, he needs to correct Israel. We'll continue with more next Tuesday night. We'll get more, a little bit more into the Great Tribulation and the discipline that God is bringing upon the nation of Israel to correct them, to get them back to track again, to remove the wickedness and evil among the nations. The nations, those are nations. He's going to discipline and warn Israel. He's going to warn Israel. But he's going also to cure his wound. And the wound he's going to cause on Israel is incurable. Only him can cure that wound, my brother and sister, he says. It's a great discipline he's bringing upon the nation of Israel. My brother and sister, you're going to see the Antichrist says in Israel, And the third temple, the temple of God as God, stop the sacrifice. Obama nation. Into Israel is coming. Obama nation is coming into Israel. Because he's sitting in the temple of God as God. And he will seek worship from them. And this is when they flee to the mountain. They run for their lives. Especially those that knows the word. The Bible, the Torah. They're going to run for God. They know it's an abomination. They know that should not be happening. But when Messiah returns after the 3.5 years, because only for 42 months, the Antichrist comes out and goes out out of Magog. And this time, all the nations, Russia and other nations, join the Antichrist. China and Russia are the first joining the Antichrist as powerful nations. And the rest of the nations, all the UN nations, my brother and sister, to go against Messiah, who is over Israel, hallelujah, protecting them, delivering them from the wickedness and the weapons. The radiation of nuclear weapon can contaminate anything, the food, the plant, the land, everything. And he's not going to allow that over Jerusalem and Israel. For the final time, Israel will see Messiah as they have always believed him from the beginning. Displays of the protector in Israel in a mighty way, my brother and sister, in a mighty way. But the nation will get jealous, like anger. The Antichrist will be angry because Daniel 11 says that he rises against his chosen one, elected Israel, to go and fight them. God said through a prophet, I put a hook on your jaw and brought you into my mountain. So God, Father puts a hook and he's bringing him in, but at the same time, the Antichrist is angry. The beast is angry because you got the beast of the U.S. and the beast of NATO, and they join forces for NATO and U.S. Finally, they barely destroyed, but whatever they had left, they said, we're going to use it against that. The one that they have worshipped here who started this nation, now they're coming against him with whatever left weapon they have. A mess. It's a mess. The earth is a mess when he returns. Because if he leaves this earth into men's hands, they will destroy it. They will destroy it. My brother, God, all God has to do is leave men alone. If he leaves them alone for another 100 years, when he returns, no one will be alive. They all kill each other. Man, my brothers and sisters, wicked in their heart. And if they don't repent and humble themselves to Jesus, their wicked heart will lead them to the wickedness. How can a sweet boy that grew up with a loving mother, a Christian mother, can come later on and be a rapist and a murderer and kill people and do all kinds of things? Because it's in everyone's heart. And this is why we have to repent and turn our wicked way to him. And he'll begin to work in our heart because he knows how wicked men's heart is. My brother and sister, he knows how wicked a heart can be. Even if the righteous, God said to Ezekiel, after doing righteous, returning and do evil, I will judge him for his evil, God says, Prophet Ezekiel. My brother and sister, it's terrible. It's terrible what's happening. This is why he's calling us to repentance. My brother and sister. Join Sister Carla tomorrow. My brother and sister. I hope she'll be on. I'll be back Sunday, whatever God gives me, to share with you. My brother and sister. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord kiss you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you. May the Lord Jesus Christ give you his shalom. Shalom, shalom to each and one of you.
Feel us one more time. Many goats out there that pretend they are sheep. Amongst the sheep, there are many wolves. You may have been able to fool your family. You may have been able to fool the church you go to. But you have not fooled me. You will stand before me, and I will judge you. Yes, I have loved you. Yes, I have showered you with mercy and grace. I have been long-suffering with you, saith the Lord of hosts. Yea, as the scripture has said, for some of you, I have just put up with you. I warn you today, I have put up with you for as long as I am. Very soon, the door of grace is going to close to this world. And only those who are in Christ will be called out of this world as though it was lifted above the flood. If you want to be lifted above the flood of my judgment, you must be in Christ before I shut the door, saith the Lord. I hear you now to say, I don't believe it. Hear me now, said the Lord. You will soon see it. But when you see it, it will be too late for you. And remember, moms and dads, the children of the wicked will remain here with the wicked. Only the children of the righteous shall leave with the righteous. Mom and Dad, are your children going to leave with you? Or are your children going to remain through the judgment? As I have said, there will be much weeping and gnashing of teeth. When you cry for me, I will not hear you. When you call out to me, then I will not answer you once the door is closed. Some of you have been taught a lie. And rather than read my Bible and find out for yourself, you have believed what men have told you. And it's a lie. Today, out of mercy and grace, I warn you one more time. The door. The way of escape will soon close. And I will only call up my righteous children.
hurry. It is time to enter the ark. Everything is in readiness. The appointed time has arrived. This is alarming. There is only one door to enter in. Many have been called and warned that the appointed time was at hand. Warnings and the gospel have been preached throughout the world to all peoples, nations, and tongues. Many have been called. I feel like I'm going to cry here from this, the Holy Spirit. Many have been called and warned that the appointed time was at hand. All right, back up a little. Warnings in the gospel have been preached throughout the world to all peoples, nations, and tongues. Many have been called. Only a righteous few have been chosen. I am shutting the door. Oh boy. Judgment comes to the wicked, unrepentant world. As it was in the days of Noah, it is once again. Those who have not heeded my warnings and entered the ark will perish. Oh, the earth will be in chaos, and the door is shut. Weeping and gnashing of teeth, fire in the street, and the smell of death and sulfur will be in the air. My messengers and prophets have been shouting repent from the rooftops. They have prepared the way for my return. Repent now. Boy.
Oh, yes, Lord. My goodness, Lord. You are so awesome. The Lord is speaking to his people. Praise God. And the Lord wants his message to be heard tonight. Praise to the Lord. The Lord came to tell me these things. Thank you, Lord. And he got my attention this morning. He spoke to me so strong and so clear. The message he wants me to bring. So thank you, Lord, for his people. Praise to God. Because I said, Lord, what do you want me to say to your people? And he reminded me what he told me. And said, tell them to come into the ark because the door is going to be shut. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And I'm saying this just in obedience to the Lord. And it came to pass, verse 10, after 7 days, the water of the flood were upon the earth, exactly as God had told Noah that it would come to pass. 7 days, brothers and sisters, in the perfect timing of God. In other words, in the perfect timing of God, the day and the hour no man knows, but only the Father. Not even the Son knows, but only the Father. Understand, in the perfect timing of God, thank you, Lord, we are going to be raptured.